Greetings, friends, family, and partners. You're listening to the podcast, Choices, We Believe, and my name is Joe Watson. And it just so happens, how about that? Well, this is going to be my 50th episode to post. And man, the Lord continues to provide me with inspiration and subjects to talk about as we all make choices in life. And usually when we make a choice, we believe we've made the right choice. But oftentimes later in life, we find out, maybe that wasn't the right choice. We should make something else. In this podcast, I want to talk about something that we all are hearing either about or directly every single day. It's something that we can't seem to escape from, because everybody out there seems to be spewing it out of their mouths. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm going to do some exploration and try to do some explanation in what we call hate speech. Yeah, you've heard it. You might have been accused of it, hate speech. We often hear from those who are accusing others the same things that they're making the accusation of. They're doing it themselves, but they're saying, no, that's you who's doing it. And then we end up pointing fingers at each other saying who's hateful and who's not. And it's like, oh my goodness, really? Do we have to put up with this? Can't we just do something a little bit better and be a little more civil with each other? My goodness, I tell you what, it's becoming real weary and dreary to hear the awful things that are being said about one another through the news media or YouTube or social media or, you know, whatever, wherever you get your news from. You almost always hear somebody, well, that person is a this or a that, and it's because, and then they say something really negative. But before we go on and explore hate speech, let's try to get some common ground and get an understanding. I've gone out and found a couple of definitions in order to have some basis to know, because everybody you ask, they have a different idea of what hate speech is. And every time it's like, oh, I don't use hate speech. This other person does. They do, but I don't. And it's like, yeah, you may want to rethink that. So let's start with the United Nations website. Yeah, you can go to the UN website and look up the definition for hate speech. And it will say, and this is a quote, in common language, hate speech refers to offensive discourse targeting a group or an individual based on inherent characteristics such as race, religion, gender, and that may threaten social peace. So it's something you say. It's definitely a discourse, is something coming out of your mouth that threatens social peace. Oh, interesting. So I didn't think that was enough. I dropped over to Wikipedia, and they didn't do necessarily an independent definition, but they referred to the Cambridge Dictionary and then also the Encyclopedia of the American Constitution. Well, that's interesting. So let's read what those had to say. The Cambridge Dictionary, okay? Hate speech is a term with varied meaning and has no single consistent definition. What? Our English words has no consistent definition. Anyway, so the dictionary went on and says it defines hate speech as public speech that expresses hate or encourages violence towards a person or group based on something such as, and again we see race, religion. This one includes sex or sexual orientation. And then jump into the Encyclopedia of American Constitution. I didn't know that existed, but now I'm learning something. It states that hate speech is usually thought to include communications of animosity or disparagement of an individual or a group on account of a group characteristic such as race, color, national origin, sex, disability, religion, or sexual orientation. Hate speech can include incitement based on social class or political beliefs. Boom! That's a big one. There is no single definition of what constitutes hate or disparagement. Legal definitions of hate speech vary from country to country. That's fascinating. I would have thought that there would be some kind of way to have a clear definition, but these are a little bit wishy-washy. I mean, most people understand disparagement. I'm going to belittle you. I'm going to talk negative either about you or to you. And I'm hearing name-calling and belittlement all over the place. And it seems to be getting worse. And that's really heartbreaking. So here we have, in what I've just read, fairly broad understanding of hate speech. But everything I read is definitely negative. I didn't find anything positive. It was all bad. I would think that in our speech, that name-calling, belittling, questioning someone's origin of birth would come under hate speech. Right or wrong? It's hard to tell, isn't it? So here we go. With this understanding, as kind of indecisive, it's a broad stroke here for hate speech. But anyway, with this understanding, we can identify hate speech. And thus, if we get this understanding, we identify the person speaking in such a fashion. We say, oh, I recognize that. That's hate speech. Even when that person denies, no, that's not hate speech. You can say you were joking, but really and truly, yeah, you weren't. And some of the people I've been hearing spreading hate speech are presenting lies, half-truths, and their own opinions as fact, which is disappointing. This is unfortunate and at times even shameful. Here's where it gets extremely interesting. Depending on who you talk to, the person speaking in such a way changes. They don't want to stay in one place, and if you try to corner them on it, they'll deflect and go somewhere else and try to turn it around to be your fault. If you ask one person, they will say it's those people and my people are telling the truth, and then vice versa. Then you go to those other people and ask them the same question. They will tell you just the opposite, that we're speaking the truth and it's those people over there who are speaking hate speech. Oh, mercy. In this society, we must know the truth for ourselves, since we can't depend on any others to tell us the truth. I mean, social media, the internet, the news media, it's just, if you don't know the truth and what you're hearing being said, you're going to fall into something that's may or may not be good, most of the time not. And the thing is, the truth often offends people. But that doesn't make it hate speech. And I'm drawing this back. I want to, segue that the Bible offends people because it reflects back to them their own attitudes and beliefs that are oftentimes erroneous and error, sometimes even against God. Yet it's even more interesting that they will quickly quote, and this is one that you can find with bumper stickers and Christians and non-Christians and everything. They're spouting off. It says, the truth will make you free. Wait. The truth will make you free? Not always. Just knowing the facts about any given subject doesn't necessarily make you free. So maybe we should dig a little deeper into where this little slogan come from. And it can be found in the Bible, and the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. And it's a much longer thought than just that simple little phrase. So John 8, starting in verse 31, says, "So Jesus said to the Jews that believed him," not strangers, not non-believers, those who believed him. And he said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So see, if you don't have that fragmented in, if you back up and you take the whole thing, abiding in the Word of God or abiding in the Bible, okay, makes you a disciple of Jesus Christ. And then, okay, that's a prerequisite. Then you will know the truth. And that truth that you know, that's what's going to set you free. And, you know, the Gospel of John goes on later to say, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. And I believe that no matter what person you're listening to, they're striving for freedom, personal freedom in their lives to be able to decide and do whatever they want. Well, guess what? If you decide and do the Word of God, following Jesus, there is where you find freedom, or at least that's where I have found freedom. This is one of those, you know, oxymoron kind of things, one of those opposites that your brain can't hardly get around. And it's so ironic how in the Bible, even the Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, you find in his letters that he tells them, "I'm not lying." Yeah. You can look in Romans 9:1. Romans 9:1 says that Paul speaking, "I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit." He's got to tell the Romans. And then you pop over to the Corinthians, the church in Corinth. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 11:31. He says, "The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, he who is blessed forever," yeah, "knows that I am not lying." Yeah, he said it again. And you'll find it. You can search for it. You can find several more times where the Apostle Paul is saying, "I'm not lying to you, folks. This is the truth." But we know that in all of this, there is truth that provides a level of freedom. You're not, you know, you're at least you're not bound by a lie that you have to maintain and say, "Well, wait, what did I say? I got to back that up today because I said it yesterday." But in today's world, the ones who I find accusing truth tellers of hate speech are the very ones resorting to just that. Besides, I'm always suspect of those on the news who are calling names, making accusation, questioning someone's family history without the facts to back them up. They're just sitting there in front of a mic like I am right now. Oh, man, got to be careful there, right? Just saying stuff. And so I'm listening and I'm going, "I'm not too sure about that. I'm going to have to research that." That's where you knowing for yourself what the real truth is and distinguishing it from what's being said on the airwaves, on the internet, on the news waves. Most people know the truth when they hear it. Even being offended in it and rejecting it, they know that's the truth. And the thing is that as they continue in deciding to receive the lie and reject the truth, they place themselves in a spot that continues down a path that becomes harder and harder to escape from. Yeah, they will come to a place where they no longer recognize truth, and then that becomes rejection of God. When you reject the truth, purposefully rejecting the truth, which is kind of the way it starts out, then you're rejecting God. And you know what the Bible says about that? Romans 1:28 says, "And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God," they didn't see fit to acknowledge God, "God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not be done." You see anybody around doing things that shouldn't be done? I do. Mercy me. But that's because they insist. They're like, no, I'm not acknowledging God. I'm not going to accept His truth. And people don't realize how far they've gone from the truth and from God. Then God gives them over to a debased mind. And that if God gives up on you, that's bad news, which is, you know, too bad. That's a shame. So I know a man who went around telling the truth. He would publicly debate with people, and some of them were very educated. However, he never resorted to name-calling or putting people down or belittling them. You know, he always offered love and acceptance. And there was this group of people that hated what he said and everything he stood for. They began to say really evil things about him, generated lies about him. And then one day, they got people so riled up that they killed him. Yeah. Sound familiar? The difference is that this man, who was killed because of what he was trying to tell everybody, he didn't stay dead. Thank God. 3 days later, he rose from the grave and set the world on fire as the reason we all have hope. For one day, all the hate speech will be completely gone. Yeah, we still have hope. It looks bad right now. And I hear such stuff that really grieves my heart. But I have hope. And the reason I have hope is I know that myself and all of us must abide in God's word. Then we will know the truth. We will understand and see the truth around us. And we will still be able, that through the power of God and the love of God, to love those who are spewing horrible accusations and lies and continuing to stir up the general population with the terrible things that they are continuing to say every day. Thank you for listening. My name is Joe Watson, and you're listening to the podcast, Choices We Believe.